Support for this program comes from Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
And you're listening to the history of R&B music in Minnesota.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis first met in high school in Minneapolis and formed a band called Flight Time, which evolved into The Time. In 1981, they were joined by Morris Day and toured with Prince as his opening act. During the 1999 Triple Threat Tour, Jam and Lewis were stranded in Atlanta by a blizzard and failed to make it to a Time concert in San Antonio, for which Jerome had to mime playing bass guitar on stage while Prince played Lewis's part off stage, and Lisa stood in for Jimmy Jam. Subsequently, the duo were fired. In 1982, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis were introduced to music executive Diana R. Andrews, who was then a key employee of Dick Griffey's Solar Records. The pair asked Andrews to manage them, and through her relationships, Andrews first introduced Jam and Lewis to music executive Clarence Avant. They produced their first masters for Avant on the SOS Band. The production team of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis helped reshape the landscape of black music and, by extension, of popular music. Their earliest songwriting job netted them $1,500 for one tune. Though at first, the two regarded such enterprise as a diversion, they soon came to understand that it could be the basis of a lucrative career. More and more work followed, and by 1984, they had reclaimed the name Flight Time for their production company, which boasted its own studio. The first Jam and Lewis milestone came when they produced Control, the Turning Point album by Janet Jackson.
This is a story about control. My control. Control of what I say, control of what I do. And this time I'm gonna do it my way. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. Are we ready? I am. Cause it's all about control. And I've got lots of it.
Yeah.
Known until that time as a TV actress and Michael Jackson's sweet-faced kid sister, Janet put herself entirely in the hands of Jammin' Lewis, who shaped her project with the utmost care. The result was a record with enough edge to establish her as a credible R&B artist, but with enough pop smarts to take her into the mainstream. Janet Jackson recalled that during the recording of the album, she was threatened by a group of men outside of her hotel in Minneapolis. She stated that the danger hit home when a couple of the guys started stalking me on the street. Instead of running to Jimmy or Terry for protection, she said, I took a stand. I backed them down. That's how songs like Nasty and What Have You Done For Me Lately were born, out of a sense of self-defense.
Sitting in the movie show,
of R&B in Minnesota.
What's up, girl?
He stood me up again.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's up with this guy? Do you really like him that much?
Yes, honey. I love him. He is fun. He does a lot of nice things for me.
I know he used to do nice stuff for you, but what has he done for you lately?
Seem to think that you're so peachy keen.
The album Control scored a string of crossover hits and multi-platinum sales. The album also made Jam and Lewis into major players on the pop scene, even before they landed a Grammy Award as Producers of the Year. Though they had generated a buzz for several years, they now began to call the shots in their career. Soon they were writing and producing hits for a flock of young artists, including Alexander O'Neal.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
Alexander O'Neal had the distinction of being perhaps the best pure singer to come from the Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis's 80s production stable, and working in Minneapolis with them, released a number of memorable tracks that clearly bear the heavily synthesized sound of the era. Alexander O'Neal released his self-titled debut album in 1985. It included this single that peaked at number 2 on the R&B charts.
It's been a long time. I never think I was going to see you again. See, you haven't changed. It's good to see you anyway.
Yeah.
Let's sing it together.
Never on Sunday.
Saturday Love, a duet with Sherelle. This was Alexander O'Neal's first R&B top 10 single, with producing credits going to Jammin' Lewis. O'Neal, with the help of his old friends Jammin' Lewis, signed with Taboo Records and recorded his national solo debut that focused largely on his powerful vocals, fronting a basket full of rhythmic ballads and mid-tempo songs. Alexander O'Neal hit his personal peak on his second Taboo album, Hearsay, a monster disc that included his biggest solo hit, the jumpy dance number, Fake.
Can I get some nasty bass? It's gonna be kind of right tonight. Fellas, we're gonna talk about a girl who's fake, huh? Fellas, can I get you to put your hands together for that? Come on.
Alexander O'Neill's success as a singer was exclusively tied to his work with Jam and Lewis and the Minneapolis Sound. His departure from their production and songwriting machine in the early 90s marked the end of his successful recording career. We'll have more for Jam and Lewis when the history of R&B music in Minnesota returns.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota. Minnesota.
Support for this program comes from Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.